If anything this morning, in this hour, that we're trying to prove to you is that we have such incredible musical institutions and festivals and places for people to hear incredible performances make incredible music. We just heard it in the Catskill region. We now move to Cooperstown, where the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival began with three events in 1999 and since then has offered the region more than 100 performances, from classical to contemporary, jazz to bluegrass, cabaret to kids' concerts. The festival, under the artistic direction of flutist Linda Chassis, opens its 16th season. It opened its 16th season last night. The American String Quartet, internationally recognized as one of the world's premier quartets, returns to the festival on Sunday to perform in a concert titled Only the Good Die Young, Mozart, Mendelssohn, and Schubert. The quartet will perform with cellist Alan Stepanski.
Thank you. And
Linda Chassis, of course. The festival runs from August 6th through the 24th. And Linda joins us this morning for a preview to tell us what else is going to be happening over these many days. And it's a delight to have her back in our studio. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure.
I love when you come. I love seeing the poster that you put together for the for the event, which is always cool. And you have, again, going back, you know, I just say Yehuda and Hannah just talking about their festival, the festival that you're doing in the Cooperstown region. It's just beautiful of what is happening, what is out there, and what is available to people. And this is no pun intended, in concert with the other great jewels that we have all around us, including the Glimmer Glass in your region and other festivals and musical presenters.
Absolutely.
So you come here, you put together this festival. How do you look at it this year of what you want to accomplish over these performances?
Well, this year we did something a bit different. We kind of stretched it out with a large, longer preseason. We had our Pro-Am seminar in June, where I invite distinguished amateur musicians to perform with professionals in a series of community outreach concerts, and that was really fantastic. That was in late June, and in July we had our, Yehuda was talking about the 21 cellists, we had our 21 flutists at Hyde Hall.
Yes.
21 flute choir. I mean, it's an incredible sound. That was last Thursday night. And that was just a good warm-up. So last night we had our own Inspired by Italy program. So when I heard you do the preview with the Tchaikovsky Souvenir, I said, gee, that was just last night. Deja vu already. I always try to do a varied program, as varied as possible, and to have some real treasured, chestnuts of the chamber music repertoire, as well as some novelties. And always jazz, because I'm a big jazz lover.
I was going to say, so there certainly the repertoire is eclectic. Jazz being part of that, you have dance as a part of the festival this year?
We just have we call it Let's Dance.
Yes.
We don't actually have dancers.
No.
We have dancing in spirit, so it's all kinds of...
Well, that's better, because
yes.
I don't want to get up.
You're welcome to. We're doing fabulous
Strauss
waltz arranged by Schoenberg.
But it's dance-infused music, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. And what do you consider a novelty?
Well, the novelty in that program, first of all, we're doing some William Byrd in an arrangement for string quartet. And generally, you hear them on early instruments, so that's sort of different. And I have a premiere on that program of an arrangement by Elizabeth Brown, a wonderful New York-based composer, called Lost Waltz. And this was written for the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra, and I was fascinated by the piece, and I asked her if she would consider doing it for flute and strings, and she agreed. So we have a premiere coming up on the 24th, as well as a very charming piece called Salon Buenos Aires by Miguel de la Guia. So this is a little bit of really fantastic music that people might not ordinarily hear.
The festival, as I mentioned, runs, the dates I gave were the 6th through the 24th, but basically you run over the weekends, right?
We have three Sundays. They're three Sunday evening concerts. So only the good die young. We think, you know, rock stars die young.
Sure.
You know, the greatest classical composers, died before they were 40 years old. Mozart, Mendelssohn, Schubert. So I decided to feature them in a program and sort of thinking what would have happened had they not died so young. I mean, but they had this incredible body of repertoire that's stayed with us. So, of course, on that program, we have my all-time favorite piece, which is not for flute, the Schubert C major string quintet, which is absolutely sublime. I'm playing the Mozart Flute Quartet in D major, and there's a Mendelssohn. Someone came to the concert last night and said, I'm coming Sunday just for the Mendelssohn. I will travel every place for that Mendelssohn quartet. And then that's the 10th, and on the 17th, we have Trio da Paz. I don't know if you've ever heard them. Dynamic Brazilian jazz trio.
Yeah.
And they're coming to us. This is a return engagement. Before they head to Dizzy's Club at Lincoln Center for a 2-week run, which I think is basically sold out. So if you want to hear them, come to Cooperstown.
That's terrific.
And they're fantastic. And then we have our Let's Dance program on August 24th.
With a little bit of everything.
With a little of everything.
And putting a program like this together, you want it to be eclectic, but you also, I assume, it appeals to your interests. It appeals to your musicality as a flutist. I'm assuming those are all ingredients.
Yes, I think I also look at my audience and what I think my audience will enjoy. I try to do sort of thematically based programs. I find that they're kind of interesting creatively to put together.
Yeah,
not if they feel forced in any way, but it's kind of nice as a way to kind of think about what repertoire would work well together.
Good composers who have died young, that is a great idea.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's been done before. It's not
you
a novel
what?
One, but
it's very cool. Because, you know, you think about it, it's easy to comprehend, and then you listen to it, and it all makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mentioned the audience, who do you consider your audience to be? How much do you know about that audience?
Well, we know a fair amount. We have a very loyal core group of people from the Cooperstown area, from Utica, Albany, Troy, Oneonta, and then we get some people who just are vacationing in Cooperstown, and we do get people that come for the opera. And because we Sunday nights there isn't any opera, so people oftentimes go to the opera Sunday afternoon, come to a concert in the evening, so you get a nice mix.
When you think about that mix of do you think about your place in the artistic, in the cultural market, if you will, of that region?
I guess inevitably one needs to, if in fact one wants to sell tickets.
Right.
And I could just come up with an incredibly outrageous concert of all new music, and I don't think that would necessarily appeal to this audience. Yes.
Yeah.
So I love to introduce new works, and this summer I have two premieres. I had a premiere by David Ludwig last night on the Inspired by Italy program, a work he arranged for flute and strings for me. He was introduced to the festival last year. Everybody loved his piece called Virtuosity, which the Echo Chamber Orchestra did. And I said, you know, this is great. We have introduced him to the festival. Let's do another work. And it was also very well received. So I choose carefully my repertoire. I think what I'm finding more and more difficult as I become, I'm a curator, basically, of these programs,
sure,
is that it's kind of hard to find enough interesting pieces with flute. I could easily do an entire festival and not perform. But that would be kind of sad, I think.
And was part of the idea why you wanted to create it, right? Was to be a part of the festival and to perform.
To perform, right. And, just perform, a bit on most concerts, but not be featured,
Yeah.
But there's so much great string music and piano music that it's sort of, well, let's see, should we have a flute sonata or should we have a Brahms cello sonata? So sometimes it's, as I sort of grow into the curatorial role, I have to really work to include myself in the programs.
In the brochure you have a list of the wonderful artists who take part and will be performing at the various concerts that you mentioned a moment ago. Do most have ties to a lot of these festivals that we talk about, Yehuda's included, certainly have a tie to the city. Is that still the case in Cooperstown, or are you just that far removed?
Well, basically, most of the artists are New York City-based artists.
Yes.
And they're people I know.
Right.
And it isn't that far, but I was fascinated by your discussion about public train transportation, because I think the most difficult thing about Cooperstown is that it's really hard to get there without a car.
Yes.
Virtually impossible. There are two buses.
Some would argue it's even hard to get there in a car.
Right. Right? Okay. if only the train, that was, it's an interesting problem, because people really want to come to the festival. But you need to be able to drive.
Yeah. And back to the audience, because I meant to ask this, but do you find, are tourists a part of that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We're performing, our next three concerts are at the Otisaga Resort Hotel.
Okay. So the people who are there.
Absolutely.
Have come into town.
Of course. And that's we have our core group, and of course we have visitors, and they're always incredibly welcomed. And what I like about the festival, and what I really try to do, is have it be kind of very kind of a family feeling. It's casual, it's relaxed. At the Otisaga, there's a cash bar. You don't have to dress up, and people are very welcome. And it's just a lot of fun.
It's the Cooperstown Summer Music Festival 16th season is taking place. It began last night, and over the next three weekends, next three Sunday afternoons,
right,
or Sunday evenings.
Evening, 7:30.
Sunday evenings at 7:30. And you can find out more information about the music festival by going to CooperstownMusicFest.org, CooperstownMusicFest.org. Linda Chessis, it's always a pleasure to have you on our program, and continued good luck with working on this festival and bringing it to our region. I appreciate you being here.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.